We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
When the last four snowstorms hit, and I mean that, my boys in public works, and have a number of friends that drive the trucks, and the city hates that because they tell me the truth. They start texting me. On a Saturday night when there was a massive ice storm, you may remember this, is a couple weeks ago. It happened into Sunday morning. Fire trucks wrecked, cop cars wrecked, ambulances wrecked. There was one vehicle on the streets. One. They almost ran out of salt. To a person, the public works drivers who worked their butts off say a couple things. This stupid tracking system doesn't work and it's broken. They have some stupid technology that tells them how much salt to lay when, in fact, they've been laying the salt for 30 years and they kind of sort of know. It's their damn neighborhood. They make them drive an extra 40 minutes to get from one spot to the next because they close one, and horrible management, and the boss isn't in town or at work. Other than that, at the end of the day, the residents of Pittsburgh get screwed. And every single time, some city council member says, yeah, we're going to have a meeting and we're going to address it, and they don't until the snow falls again. Why I like Michael Lamb so much is that he's a truth seeker. Why I like Michael Lamb so much is that he always tells the truth. Why he isn't mayor is because he tells the truth. It's too bad. He's my man. And he did an audit getting to the truth of this joke of a public works system and how salt is dispersed and dispensed of and snow is moved. Michael Lamb, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, Marty. How are you?
Well, the audit says what I heard, and you're spot on, brother. Tell us what you found as city controller, sir.
Well, I think the first thing to note is we did this audit last year. You know, we released this audit back in June of 2020, where we looked at all of these issues around this equipment and around the problems in salt distribution and the equipment problems they were having and the problems they were having with routes. And we made a number of recommendations. I think we had 12 or 15 recommendations in that audit. The public works director and their people agreed with everything we said and assured us that those things would be addressed before the snow season this year. And obviously, you know, that didn't happen.
Hold on, stop. How many of these 12 to 15? This is amazing.
Well, I mean, it goes from everything from, you know, the fact that, first off, when you buy new equipment, you know, you've got to hold your vendor accountable to make sure that equipment works the way they said it was going to work. And what we found is that some of these spreaders and some of these plow type equipment that we bought, you know, didn't really work the way the vendors told us that it would. And instead of holding the vendor accountable, we're relying on our city mechanics to fix this and, you know, rig these equipment so it'll work in a way that better suits our needs. That's not acceptable. I mean, that's money that we spent. That's money we should be holding those vendors accountable. But then even on the issues around, you know, you've heard these stories about when the truck stops, the salt spreading stops, and the truck moves forward, and until it moves forward a certain distance, the salt spreader doesn't start. So, you know, if you're sitting in traffic, you're stuck at a stoplight, you know, you're going a certain distance with no salt dropping. You know, those kind of issues that came along, you know, were problematic. Add to that, you know, just the general problem that in any of these decisions, the first person you ought to talk to are the users of the equipment. You know, you've got a good workforce out there. You know these guys as well as I do, you know, who are driving around these streets. They know the routes. They know the streets. They know the salt requirements. And most of them, they were never even talked to about what should happen and what should make these, you know, what can make this better. You know, I think it goes to a bigger issue, not just in public works, but all over the city. Is it too often, you know, our city leadership feels that new technology, new equipment is some kind of silver bullet that's going to change everything and make everything great. And I think anyone knows that anytime you bring in technology and new innovation, what's key to it is how you implement it and how you operate it. And it's that level of execution. That's where this city fails. And it's not just in public works. It's in several of the software packages that we buy. We have a software package for instance, recently we bought a new software package for building inspection. The old system wasn't a bad system, but someone liked the new system. So now we have a new system. And guess what? That new system might not have the same problems that the old system had, but it's got problems too. And so, I mean, there's always someone that thinks you can buy your way out of these problems by picking up something in a box and it's going to solve your problems. And it still goes back to basic operations of municipal services. And that's where we're failing.
Michael Lamb, city controller. And also, sir, let's be real here, brother. Basic lack of leadership, sir. Right.
Well, you know, we've seen this and it's inconsistent leadership. You know, I released an audit a couple of weeks ago about the operation up at Chinle Ice Rink. Now, the explanation as to why there were so many problems up there was for part of the time the department was under the Parks Department. Then it got moved over to the Public Works Department. Then it got moved back to the Parks Department. And all of it was driven by personality conflicts between the various directors and operations people in the city. I mean, that's not the way you make decisions. You can't make decisions based on the personalities who are involved. You got to make decisions based on what's best for the residents and taxpayers of this city. And too often, that's just not happening.
Michael Lamb, city controller, my man. All he does is tell the truth. All right, you gave 12 to 15 recommendations from an audit regarding public works. How many of those recommendations, sir, roughly, did they follow up on? How many did they put into place?
Let's understand. We did this back in June.
That's right.
They agreed with every. They agreed to some degree with every recommendation.
That's right.
And when it came time for implementation, as we saw it this winter, they weren't ready. They hadn't implemented most of the changes to equipment. They hadn't dealt with this vendor problem. And so they got themselves in a situation where they really pretty much ignored most of not only the recommendations, but their agreement to the recommendations. I'm not saying that our guys aren't out there trying. You know, our guys out there, the rank and file in this department, the guys who drive these trucks, the laborers around that department, and even the district guys, they're busting their tail to get these streets cleaned and get them road ready. But the decision making at the top has been the problem. Now, part of the problem, they've had a change of leadership there. They're without a director right now. And I guess they're interviewing for new directors. I'm not even sure what the search is on that situation, but the department currently does not have a director. And that's part of the problem too.
Michael Lamb, city controller. At the end of the day, who gets screwed, Michael?
Taxpayer. You know who does. Exactly.
That's right, brother.
I mean, listen, Marty, I said this to a reporter yesterday. The people in this city are great. I mean, they don't demand that much.
They don't.
I mean, in fact, I don't think they demand enough. It's a basic test every day. You walk out your front door, you look right, you look left. If things look okay, you're ready to go. And even on that very basic level right now, Pittsburgh's failing.
That's ridiculous. Hey, at least the mayor bought Public Works a pizza the other day, though.
Well, there you go.
At least he did that, Michael. Michael, you're my man. All you do is tell the truth, sir. Thank you.
Thanks.
At least the mayor bought pizza for the Public Works guys the other day. It's shameful. Of course, the mayor doesn't come to work. That would help.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.